This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. When the new school year begins in the Sonoma Valley tomorrow, it will mark the 11th year of a popular and successful language learning program in two schools known as dual immersion.
It's a 90-10 model where when they start in kindergarten, 90% of their day is in Spanish, 10% in English. The next year it goes to 80% in Spanish, 20% in English, and this is all students, whether they're Spanish-speaking or Anglo. By the time they get to middle school, we have their social studies curriculum in Spanish and Spanish language arts in Spanish. All of their other classes, math, PE, science, and elective, are in English.
Carla Conroy is principal at Adele Harrison Middle School, which has teamed up to provide the program with Flowery Elementary School, where 70% of the students have been identified as English language learners, children whose first language is Spanish. That's actually an ideal situation for a dual immersion curriculum, says Justina Montano, a teacher and parent who now coordinates that program.
In Sonoma Valley, our second language learners are Spanish-speaking kids. A dual immersion program requires that you have students who are native speakers of English and students who are native speakers of whatever your target language is. For us, it's Spanish.
Teachers at the Flowery School got the program started back in 1998 with a federal Title VII grant, and Montano says it has since expanded to represent almost the entire Flowery campus.
The program has grown not just up through the grades, but Flowery has been phasing out its traditional classes that were taught in English. This coming school year, we have one fifth grade class that's receiving instruction in English, and then all other classes in the entire school are dual immersion.
Principal Conroy says the objective of dual immersion instruction is more than just getting students to be bilingual.
The goal is biliteracy, so not only can they speak both languages, they can read and write both languages. By the end of eighth grade, many of the students are entering Spanish 3 at the high school, whereas most freshmen start with Spanish 1.
Students also develop more cross-cultural awareness, Conroy adds, and quickly come to appreciate the ability to talk with everyone on their campus, not just those from similar backgrounds. And even though the dual language instruction doesn't mesh very well with standardized testing in the early grades, the biliterate students quickly close the gap as they get older.
Their English scores sometimes do not match those of English-only speaking kids until they reach about 9th, 10th, 11th grade, and then they start to match the English-only students but have surpassed them in their bilingualism. Many of these kids will end up in AP, Spanish, literature, classes that most kids can't access.
The Sonoma Valley Dual Immersion Program was the winner of this year's Jack London Award for Educational Innovation, presented by the Sonoma State University School of Education. Elsewhere in the North Bay, similar dual language programs are offered at schools in Windsor and Napa, and one is being launched this year in Petaluma's Old Adobe District. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.